Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Dr. Donna Marks back with us, has been a licensed psychotherapist and addictions counselor in Palm Beach, Florida for more than 30 years. In 1989, Dr. Marks developed a chemical dependency training program at the Palm Beach Community College, which has grown into a 4-year degree now and received the Florida Governor's Council Award. How about that? She is also a certified gestalt therapist, psychoanalyst, hypnotist, and teaches a course in miracles, along with sharing her methods with hundreds of thousands of listeners on podcasts and radio shows. Her website, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, she's on all social, but we've got the website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. She was with me when we talked about her book called Exit the Maze, One Addiction, One Cause, One Solution. Her latest work is called Healing Moments, Seven Paths to Turn Messes into Miracles of Love. Donna, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, and I'm so happy to be back on your show. Thank you so much.
Last week, I had the fellow on talking about addictions as well, and we'll talk about them in a different way with you tonight, but a lot of people have addictions, don't they?
Yes, I believe it's the number one global health problem, and we don't recognize it as such because we have heart attacks, stroke, cancer, lung disease, kidney disease, liver disease, and almost all of those are based in abuse in terms of people who, eat too many trans fats, smoke, drink too much alcohol, take drugs, and those toxins have caused permanent damage to the organs, and then a person goes to the doctor and they get diagnosed with the physical symptoms rather than the actual underlying cause.
Tell us about the title of your new book, The Healing Moment.
Thank you. Well, we all have them at some point in our life, and sometimes we realize it, sometimes we don't. The healing moment is that moment in time where you get that, oh, aha, now I see. This wasn't so hard after all, or this was a good thing, or I could make this change. We learn how to listen to, we have two voices, one of fear, one of love, and we learn to listen to that second voice, that quiet, still voice. And when we do listen to it, we do have those miracles. And no matter how bad we've messed up or whatever mistakes we've made, we can clean it up and turn it into a miracle.
Some people don't listen to that second voice, Donna. It's just one of those woulda, coulda, shoulda things.
Very true. Very true. And it doesn't matter what mistakes we make. We can always turn it into a miracle. But we can't do it of our own. We can't do it when we're afraid to do it.
And this is not a very religious or spiritual book. It's more metaphysical, I would guess, wouldn't you?
Well, I think metaphysical is spiritual, and I don't like to talk about that per se, because so many people will put their fingers in their ears and go, no, 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 no. But I think we all can relate to the fact that we have some kind of conscience that guides us. It's like our moral compass. And even atheists, you know, will acknowledge, yeah, there's something going on in there that I don't really know what it is. It's my thoughts, and I can recognize that I have two sets of thoughts. So it is spiritual, and that love is spiritual. To me, God is love. Love is God. So once we tap into that source within us, then we can really become much happier and peaceful.
It seems lately, Donna, that so many people are negative. Why is that?
Because we're living on fear. It's all around us. We don't even realize that we are afraid. Almost every decision is based on fear rather than love. And if we could make that shift, we would be so much freer to manifest our talents, our dreams, our goals, and get rid of guilt and anger and all the things that keep us stuck.
We're going to talk about these seven paths as you talk about in the book. How did you pick the seven? Why not eight? Why not 10? Why not three?
That's just what came to me when I was writing. There's no, you know, magic formula, although seven is one of the more spiritual numbers, I'm told. But it's just, you know, to me, the most important. There's probably more, and maybe that'll be another book. But right now, it's
part two. That's right.
Exactly.
All right, let's go through the seven. The first one, of course, the voice of love. Tell us about that.
Well, that's what I was referring to a little bit ago. We run on the voice of fear. You know, you shouldn't have done this, you shouldn't have done that, or you shouldn't correct this, or you shouldn't take that risk, or who do you think you are, or what do I want to eat, or what do I want to drink, or I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. And so it's just that, it's like I call it the bingo machine in the brain. It just never shuts up. It keeps you awake at night. It doesn't want you to get out of the bed in the morning. It keeps us anxious. It keeps us depressed. It keeps us in that negative state. It just never stops. But there's also that quiet, still voice. It doesn't intrude upon our thoughts, but it's always there, and we can always access it. It's kind of like the water fountain. You have to turn it on to get nourished with the water, and it's the same thing with that voice of love. It's always there. It will guide you. It will help you. It will have the answers that you need. They don't always come inward. Sometimes it's a feeling, an intuition. People say, when I listen to my gut, I do the right thing, or I wish I would have listened to my gut.
Mm-hmm.
And so however you perceive it, it doesn't matter. That is the voice of love.
Where does the voice come from? Is it God-given?
Well, I believe we're born with it, and I do believe it's God-given. But again, God to me is love. It's a loving energy, a loving force, the Alpha and the Omega. And we are born with it. I do believe we're born perfect. I'm not saying that every... Yeah, I don't discount the fact that some people are born with disabilities, but even in their own purest state, they are perfect. And I don't believe we have brain disorders and things like that we're being fed now so we can take more pills. I believe we're born with this inner knowing. There are people who have severe disabilities who are missing arms and legs who become motivational speakers. And so, you know, if we tap into the source, we can all be motivational speakers. And I don't mean that literally. I mean we can be motivation in the way that we speak, and the way that we live life, and the way that we love, and the way that we manifest our gifts and talents.
The second path, control.
Yes. Well, we're all busy trying to control everything but ourselves, and so once we redirect that energy from trying to control others or situations, I don't care what it is, once we rein that in and say, wait a minute, this is disturbing my peace of mind. I'm not here on the planet to try and change anybody else. I can change myself, and sometimes by changing myself, I manifest the change that I'm trying to create. If something is disturbing me, I can work on why that's disturbing me. If I'm reacting to something, I can work on that reaction to why I'm disturbed. And then if it's something out there, how can I make a difference in a positive way rather than judging and condemning and fighting? How can I communicate or be effective as an assistant or a helper in a positive way? So when we change ourselves, that's when the miracle occurs, because a miracle is when we go from being upset, distressed, and angry and guilty into feeling peaceful and joyful.
Why is it that some people are control freaks, Donna?
Because they're running on higher degrees of fear than others. The more fear that we're riding on and being driven by, the more controlling we become.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Is there a difference between that kind of control and someone who's, let's say, running a business and he just looks at every detail, every area, he's just in on everything?
Well, that's not necessarily control. Running a business efficiently and effectively is taking responsibility for your business. But when you're trying to micromanage or be a helicopter boss or a mother or a partner or anything like that, then you're trying to manage someone else in a destructive way rather than a constructive way.
That's a good point. Next, third path, trust.
Well, trust is something that people don't realize that it's multifaceted. And what I say in my book is you are the most important person you will ever trust, because number one, if you are trustworthy, then you're not paranoid about everyone else not being trustworthy. But what I'm really trying to get at in this particular book is that people are so afraid of being hurt, or so afraid of being wrong, or so afraid of making a mistake, that they don't do things that would really empower them and other people. They don't fall in love. They don't manifest their dreams. They don't use their talents. They're afraid of rejection. And so what I really want your listeners to understand is that the most important person you will ever trust is yourself, to know that no matter what you do, no matter what you go through, you can trust that you will heal. You will heal. And so once we learn that it's okay to be hurt, it's okay to be rejected, it's okay to not have everything I want on demand or whatever the case may be, it's okay to make mistakes, then we can begin to feel much safer in our own skin.
Next one, one of my favorites, forgiveness.
Forgiveness is so important, because when we hold on to that resentment, it's like carrying every resentment. If you imagine like you're putting a rock in a suitcase and carrying that around with you, it's baggage. it keeps you in that state of fear or guilt or anger. And every time you begin to have the habit of resentment, then you just keep collecting more and more of them. And so eventually you're dragging that around with you all the time. Forgiveness is lightening up on all that. It's releasing everyone and yourself, especially, from whatever happened. And things do happen in life. We do get hurt. We do get wounded. And so we can turn all of those experiences into miracles through forgiveness. And again, what I really want your listeners to understand is at the root, at the very root of any grievance that you hold against someone else is self-blame. And people go, oh, no, I had nothing to do with that. But there is that little part that will say, you should have been smarter. You should have known better. Even children. Myself as a child, when I was being abused, I said, what am I doing to cause this? You know, and I had nothing to do with it. I was 5 years old. But jeez. That voice, that's that voice of fear that I was talking about earlier. It always will hold it over our heads, no matter what happens. When we're hurt, there's that little part of us that overwhelms everything else and says, it's your fault. You should have. And we should have, could have, would have, I think you said, you know, earlier, those types of things keep us in jail, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. They don't allow us to be free and to let go. It didn't happen the way I think it did. And once we have that wound, you know, the least little thing can trigger us back to that wound. So when we forgive and we work through it and turn that into, no matter what happened, no matter how painful, it can be turned into a miracle of compassion. I see people all the time who were so wounded and so hurt, myself included, and be able to turn that into compassion for someone that hurt me. That is the miracle.
Interesting. Fifth path, respect.
Well, respect is something that a lot of people want, but you can't demand it. You know, no one's going to respect you more than you respect yourself. All of this comes back to us. No one will respect us more than we respect ourselves, and that doesn't mean throwing our weight around or exercising control or exercising aggression. There's a new term out now, and I love it. It's called soft power, and soft power is love. And when we find that voice of love within us, we will be treated differently than when we let someone push us around. And sometimes it's not immediate. Sometimes we get a little stung or whatever, but we don't have to stay there. We are not victims. No one's a victim, and every perpetrator has to have a willing victim. So when we learn respect, we give it. We give the respect, but we also learn how to find our voice when we don't feel respected. But we don't charge on someone, or we don't get even and things like that. We learn to say things like, you know, I'm really not comfortable with this, or I really don't understand this, or I love you, but I just don't really like the way you're coming across right now, or I don't like it when you do whatever. And but I love you, but I want us to work through this. Or even if it's a stranger, you know, sometimes you don't need to say anything. You just have enough respect for yourself to know that person is having a bad day or they're off in some way. You don't have to engage at all. But there's so many times where we just clam up, we shut down, we don't respect ourselves. And sometimes spirituality will even tend to manifest this, you know, take the high road and, you know, turn the other cheek and all. But that doesn't mean we can't say our authentic feelings about things. And you really can't have anything real with someone if you can't do that, because you're choosing fear instead of love. So when we choose love, we learn how to communicate how we feel about something with respect for ourselves and whoever we're communicating it to.
Well said. The sixth path, abundance.
Well, there's a lot of scarcity consciousness. I think this country is wonderful in that, you know, it's a lot less here because there is more of an abundance consciousness. So many people have become so wealthy. And we have those opportunities to be able to do that here that isn't always present everywhere else. But abundance consciousness is one of the examples I give in the book. It's about sharing. You know, so often we withhold. You know, we want to make something, we want to have something, but we don't tend to share it. And the laws of prosperity, the divine intelligence, didn't create that way. I use the example in the book of, like, if you had a bag of potatoes and you were trying to conserve them because that's all the food that you have, and you know eventually you're going to run out of potatoes, but then you take the eyes of the potatoes, you plant them, and then you have more potatoes, and then you can keep doing that, and eventually you have a whole garden of potatoes. But if you start to give those potatoes away to everybody that needs them and show them how to plant them, eventually the whole world has enough potatoes. So the whole consciousness of abundance is about sharing what you have, because the more you share, the more abundance there is.
And Donna,
there's no lack. There's no lack of anything.
Path number 7, self-love, one of the most important areas, I think.
Well, that's what I think everything boils down to, and many people don't realize what self-love is. They and I see this all the time when I'm working with someone, and it was certainly my problem. I had no idea when it was my loving internal voice said to me, you know, it's not me that doesn't love you, you don't love yourself. And I was like, what does that mean? I don't love myself. And I see this all the time when I ask people, do you love yourself? And they'll just kind of look like shocked, and they'll say things, well, I think so, or yes, I do. But then the examples they give really aren't about that. It's about what they have and not the love for themselves. So this is really important that we do learn how to love ourselves, because we've substituted love for all kinds of things. We've substituted love for how things make us feel. You know, if I'm in love, I feel high. If I'm drinking, I feel high. We love the feeling that we get from certain things rather than self-love.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.